Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Zayin, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, Boi Rami Barcham. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzaru Vashivya. So, we're in the middle of a sukkah, which began with the Mishnah daf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, which said a chiddush, that although ordinarily Avodah Zarah, something that is never, is Asur Bahana, but something that's mechuber lekarka does not become asur bahana in the event that it's never. Now, to be clear, if somebody would worship mechuber lekarka, he is a regular oved avodah zara. V'chol dine avodah zara noyagin boy. But as it relates to the actual avodah zara being asur bahana, we learn from a pasuk that says, Abe ta'abdun, es kol ha'mekoymois, etc., al hehorim, horomim, va'al ha'gvois, that it's only the Avodah Zarah that was on top of the horim, and that was on top of the gvois, that would become asur bahana, that would have a din of Abe ta'abdun. But in the event that the horim, ugvois themselves, would be the Avodah Zarah, although it is considered Avodah Zarah, but the halacha of Isser Hanov, Abe ta'abdun, would not apply. Similarly, we saw in the course of the sugya that if somebody worships a balchai, such as a behemoth, there too, the halach is that although the person is a regular fartiga, oived avodah zarah, but in terms of the behemoth itself, it would not be treated like an ordinary nevad, it would not become asur bahana. On the bottom of daf mem vav amid aleph, going to the top of daf mem vav amid beis, Rami Bar Chama posed two questions regarding mechuber not being asur bahana when it's never. The first shaila was, whether or not, when we say that mechuber is not asur bahana, is that true even ligvaya, or is it not true ligvaya? Meaning, there's makom to say that as it relates to hedya, just to use it for commercial pedestrian use, then we're going to say that mechuber doesn't have a din never. But maybe etzel gvaya, the standard is higher. Moving and could be something that's never to use it now, ligvaya, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. And there's a precedent for it, because we mentioned now that mechuber doesn't have a regular din nevad, and a behema also doesn't have a regular din nevad. As it relates to behema, Chazal learned from a pasuk right in the beginning of Teres Kayanim, it says, min habakar, and from there we learn, prat le nevad, that a nevad is not allowed to be put on the mizbeach. So that although a behema that's nevad is muter bahana, but ligvaya, it's a problem. That's the case, said Rami Bar Chama. I could hear very simple tushtel that mechuber, although it doesn't have a regular din nevad, it's muter bahana. Maybe that's only lehedit, but maybe legvaya not. And then he said, what would be the halacha regarding machshire parbin? Meaning, could be to take this nevad and physically put it on the mizbeach. It should be a heftza of a carbon that. Nah, and in fact, that we know, min habakar, there's a precedent for that being an issue. But to use it simply for something that's going to facilitate a hakrom on the mizbeach, I don't know, use it to make a sakin. Maybe that's only machshire carbon, and maybe that won't be. Or maybe no. Maybe yesh nevad b'mechuber etzel gavaya, and not only for a carbon itself, but for machshirei carbon as well. Either way, the Gemara was shakul v'tari in Rami Bar Chama Zibayas. That was really the latter part of the previous daf. What we're up to right now is 8 lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amid Beis, where Rami Bar Chama is going to pose his third shaila here in our sugya. Says the Gemara, all me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa'inyin, very much a continuation of the previous daf. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama posed the following question: Hamishtachaveh l'kom aschitin. If somebody would bow down to stalks of wheat, and then the wheat was ground. So you were toiching the wheat, and now you have soilus, you have kemach. Are you allowed to use it for the carbon mincha, or are you not allowed to use it for the carbon mincha? What's the shaila? Yesh shinui benevat, or ain't shinui benevat? Do we say that once the chitin were nishtana, that makes a difference, and it's no longer subject to the laws of nevad? Or maybe no, ain't shinui benevad, and it makes no difference whether there was a shinui or not a shinui, the halacha is going to be one in the same. Now Rashi, on this Gemara, brings that there were two girsois that the Rishonim had in terms of Pashup Shat, what's going on in the Gemara. And Rashi, Kedarka, is machriya between the two girsois. He says, I'm going to tell you the one that I like, so we'll speak up first, the one that Rashi prefers, which is the proper girs in the Gemara, Lashitas Rashi. And that is, Rami Bar Chama's question was like this. If somebody would bow down to kamas chitin. So the chitin, the wheat, was literally attached to the ground. And somebody went, he was kireya umeshtacheve, the shema v'yidazara, to this chitin. Now, what's the halach of this chitin? As it relates to hedyet, it's mechober, that's not going to be an issue. As it relates to ligvaya, that was Rami Bar Chama's previous question. Says Rashi, this iboy of Rami Bar Chama is imtim tzoloymar. Imtim tzoloymar, yesh nevad, b'mechober etzol gevaya. So Rami Bar Chama now wanted to know, what would be if you took this nevad that was mechober, which is a problem, etzol gevaya, and now you turned it from being attached to the ground, it's not attached anymore, not only is it not attached anymore, you went ahead and you were toichin it, and you turned it into kemach. Can I now put it on the mizbeach, or can I not put it on the mizbeach? Do we say, yesh neva du mechubra etzol gevaya, and even if it was nishtana, ain't shinui benevet, it doesn't change anything. Or maybe, although it's true, yesh neva du mechubra etzol gevaya, but once you make a shinui, yesh shinui benevet, now it's upon him chadashas bo'okam, and as a result, if you're going to want to put on the mizbeach now, then it's going to be okay. But says Rashi, that was the shaila. The shaila was where it was nevad when it was mechuber. Im timtzoloy ma yesh nevad b'mechuber etzel gavaya. Now you were toichin it. Does that make a difference, or does that not make a difference? What's the girsa Rashi didn't like? Rashi said, I saw a girsa that said that the shaila had nothing to do with being nevad b'mechuber. The shaila was where somebody bowed down to chitin. That was already tolish. And the shaila was, if you go ahead now and you make a shinoi, will that change anything or will that not change anything? And Rashi says, even though at first glance it sounds like a very rational, plausible girsa, but it's incorrect. He says, because that's pashit. If you have something that's a regular nevad, because it was tolush, and it's also not only legvaya, it's also lehedit as well. At that point, you can make a shinui this way and that way. Isuri anna does not become mutter bahana al yidei shinui. The shaila of Rami Bar Chama is only when you're dealing with mechuber, which really is not asa bahana, doesn't have the regular din nevad. Nor vas im tim tzaloy ma yesh neva b'mechuber eitzel gevaya. There's a special chumra when it comes to gevaya. So it's not regular isuri anna. It's not your classic nevad. Aber, as it relates to gevaya, yeah, there I could hear it sad, says Rami Bar Chama, that once there's a shinui, it's going to make a difference. But this is Rashi's big nature in the Gemara. That avad, if you have regular isuri anna, you have regular nevad, and you would make a shinui. There's no tzad in the world, yesh shinui benevad. The shai was only where it was mechubras. It's not regular nevad. Narvaz, yesh nevad, but mechubra yisrael gavaya. Then I could hear that if there would be a shinui, it would make a difference regardless. A little long-winded, but Rashi brings two gersayos, so we almost had to learn this Gemara twice. But that's Bayi Rami Bar Chama. This was his grace to Shaila. So the Gemara says, Amar Mazutra Beidar Rav Nachman Mazutra, who was the son of Rav Nachman, heard the Shaila, and he said, Toshma, I could be poshit this Shaila from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Temura. The Mishnah says, Kol Asurim Lagabi Mizbeach, anything that's also to be put on the Mizbeach, Rashi gives examples, Kigay Muktza, Vinevar. Another example that will emerge from the Gemara is an animal that's a nirva. But any animal that's asa to be put on the mizbeach, vladeiseya mutar. Although the animal itself is asa to be put on the mizbeach, but let's say this animal has a vlad, has a child, the child is going to be mutar to be put on the mizbeach. So the mother, let's say, is asa to be put on the mizbeach, but the child doesn't yarshin that iser, the child is going to be mutar. Batani Allah, and it was a braisa that elaborated a little bit on this mission, like the Brisa always do. And the Brisa said as follows, Rebbe Eliezer Oyser brought another shita. Rebbe Eliezer said that it's going to be Oser. In other words, it seems, at first glance, said Marzutra Breder Rav Nachman, that there's a machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding something that's Oser to be put on the Mizbeach. Does that Iser relate to the Vlad, or does that not? That Iser not relate to the Vlad? Now Rashi speaks out, four lines from the bottom, that when Marzutra Breder Rav Nachman said what he said, he was making a big assumption. The assumption that he was making is, because solka daita chashto, de bebehema mu'ubere sherova o yishtachav aloaskim. That the case was, when we're discussing in this mission, something that's also legabe mizbech, what's the name of the Vlad? It's talking about when the Vlad was part of the behema at the time that the Isser took place. So if the animal was a mukta or a nevad, it was already mu'uberes at that point. If it was nirva, it was already mu'uberes at that point as well. And we have a machloikis, whether after the leda takes place, do we say, vlo they say mutarim, or Rebbe Eliezer Oyser? Okay, what's the shaila? I don't understand. This animal itself, l'chayra, was mukta, it was nevad, it was nirva. What would be the shaila, whether the vlad should be mutar or not? Says Marzutra Breidav Nachman, Rami Bar Chama, I think it's your shaila. I think that's exactly what's going on over here. You know what the shaila is? Because when the baby's born, it's a shinoi. That probably is the machlokes. The chachamim that say, vladei se mutarim, even though the vlad itself, l'chayr, was part and parcel of the underlying iser, but now that the baby was born, there's a shinoi, and yesh shinoi benevad. Rabbi Eliezer iser holds ain't shinoi benevad, and it's for that reason that it is going to be aser. Now the truth is, the toshma is very similar to the abaya. Has to be, obviously. Can't be poshet shaila from a Mishnah that's not similar to what exactly the shaila is. But the shaila of Rami Bar Chama was yesh shinui benevad as it relates to mechuber. The raya is from yesh shinui or ain't shinui or machlokes tanam as it relates to a behema. But as we mentioned in the introduction to the daf, really the two are one and the same. Because in both cases, you don't have the regular halachos of nevad, but at the same time, there's a certain chomer when it comes etzel gavaya. Rami Bar Chama wanted to know which shinui make a difference. And Marzucha Beidra of Nachman is telling him, I have a raya. Not from a chuber, but from the parallel case. From the closest thing, and that is from a Balchai. But either way, l'chayr, what's Marzucha Beidra of Nachman being poishet? It's a machloikis. That's l'chayr what he's telling Rami Bar Chama. Your shaila seems to be a machloikis between the Chacham and Rabbi Yes, but the Gemara is doich. The Gemara says, don't we have a memory from one of the Amayram on this Mishnah and on this Braisa? And based on that, l'chayr, it should come out a little bit differently. What was the lav itmar la amarav Nachman, amarav Ravu, Nachman sent the name of Rabbi Ravu, machloikis, the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, with regards to what they say, mutan what they say, masurais, is kishenirvu ulabasayif ivru. The case is just the opposite. The case is, where first the animal became masa, first the avera took place, whether it was a revia, whether it was muksa, whether it was nevat, first the iser happened, and afterwards it became a mubaz. And there we have a shaila, would the uber be mutter or would the uber be us? Right? Vlad they say mutarim, vlad they say masuris. But it's dafka when the vlad was not part of the aveira. Aval ibul was safe nirvu, but if the vlad was part of the aveira, kol asurim, everyone's going to hold its us. And if that's the case, tain is the gemara. In the case of Rami Bar Chama, it's ki ibru l'basayif nirbu dami. It's the equivalent of ibru l'basayif nirbu. Why? Because these chitin that became kemach and soilus is what was actually nevada, even though there was a shinoi, but it was part and parcel of how it was a chathila. And if that's the case, what's the punchline of the Gemara? If you're going to be poishet from the Mishnah in the Sechtes Tmur, the way you have to be poishet is not that it's a machloikas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, but rather everybody's going to hold that it's aser. So just to be a little bit clear, Rami Bar Chama shaila was Yeshchina benevad and Chinna benevad. Marzucha Beidra of Nachman said Toshma being right from Mishnah in Tmura. The case in Tmura is not talking specifically about Nevad, Nevad also, Nevad, Muksa, Revia, and it's also not talking about Mechobra, it's talking about Behema. But as we mentioned, same difference. And what do you see over there? Kol Asrum Lagabe Mizbech, what's the halacha with the Vlodois? Mishnah says Mutarim, but in the Brice it's Mubar, that's only Chitzah Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's Asa. At first glance, what's the shaila? Send Mazuch Breder of Nachman. The case is probably where it was Ibru Ula Besoif Nervo. And you have a shaila then, whether when the Vlad is born, does it retain the Issa that it certainly had Meikara or not? What's the shaila? Oh, Shinoi. Is there a halach of Shinoi? Is there not a halach of Shinoi? And if it's Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham, so you see, this shaila, Yeh Shinoi, Yeh Shinoi is Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham. The Gemara is being doicha based on the Ikimta of Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi Bar Avua, that yes, it's a good sushtel, and you could be pushed at the shayla. It's a little tricky. Good sushtel, and you could be pushed at the shayla from this Mishnah, but the maskana is not going to be it's a machloikis. What's the maskana going to be? That everyone's going to hold it's asa. Because if you learn the Mishnah, the way of Nachman Amar Rabbi Avu learned the Mishnah, the machloikis was dafka kishinirbu ulu besoif ivru. If it was ivru ulu besoif nirbu, everyone's going to hold it's asa. And Rami Bachama's case is obviously the sushtel, like Marzucha Beidra Nachman said, to ivru ulu besoif nirbu. As a result, if you're going to be pushed, the way you're going to be pushed is that everyone's going to hold asa. The only reason I say it's a little tricky, because usually in Signa Nashas, the Gemara brings the Tashma, and then the Gemara is Doicha the Tashma. Usually it's because the Tashma has no Shaykhis. Tashma is an excellent Tashma. It's a great, great Sushtah. There's just one Knech over here. The Knech is that you're being poshed, that the Machlikis was Ibru l'basayif nirvu, and therefore, what's the answer to Rami Bar Chama Shaila? Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. No, the machlokes is dafka when it was nirvu l'basayif ivru. But if it's ivru l'basayif ivru divrei akel, and if that's the case, the way you have to be poshut from the Mishnah is not that it's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, Rami Bar Chama Shaila, but rather everybody's going to hold that it's us. Either way, this is only the first lishna. Ikad Amri, some had a different lishna of how this gemara went. It's all the same math. but just the signons are dropped differently. So again, Rabbi Bar Chama posed the original question, and Marzut Rebbe Rav Nachman is the one that fired away. He said Toshma. So in the Ikka de Amri, this is what Marzut Rebbe Rav Nachman said. He said as follows. He said the Mishnah said Kol Azrum Legabim Mizbeach Vladei Seim Mutar. Right? He stelled to the Mishnah. V'tani Avo Rabbi Liazah Ois. And he continued, and he was the one who stelled to Rav Nachman. V'itmar Allah, and he said, didn't Rav Nachman say in the name of Rabbi Ravua? I'm reading from Dagoy Sabach. Machloikis kishin nirvu l'basayif ivu. Avadu l'basayif nirvu d'vrei akolosir. V'ani nami kivu l'basayif nirvu d'ami. So in the Ikud Amri, Marzut Rebbe Rav Nachman was being poshet from the Mishnah, like he was in the first Lishnah, but not that it's a machloikis, that everybody would hold its asa, because in the Ikud Amri, Marzut Rebbe Rav Nachman knows the dichli of the Gemara in the first Lishnah. He knows the Ikimta, that machloikis kinir was a ivru, avad ivru was a nirvru, divi akal asurim, and there's no halach of shinoi. And if that's the case, in the second Lishnah, he's being poshet, not that it's a machloikis, but that everyone is going to hold that it's asa, but even in the second Lishnah, the Gemara is doich. The Gemara says, "Hachi hashd." It's not a good sushal. Hasam over the mikar behema v'hashd behema. Dashahu da achsa ba'anpa. It's not such a good sushal. And the reason it's not such a good sushal is because there's a nafkamina between the shinui that you have by the Vlad and its mother versus the shinui that you have with the chitin when it turned into kemach and tzeilus. As it relates to the Vlad is not nishtana when the Vlad is born. What is nishtana is the location of the Vlad. Right, it was b'toich rechem imoy, and now it's not b'toich rechem imoy. Dasha hu da'achse ba'ampa. Dasha is a door. It's like the door opened, and it now is no longer there. But in terms of the Metzias is the same. So it could be it's for that reason, divrei akol asurim. And it could be it's for that reason, everybody holds ein shinui. Ein shinui because it's felt in the echos of the shinui, qualitatively, senishta za shinui. Abahach, as it relates to mishtacha v'lekom aschitin, me'korachiti, Bahashto, Kamcha, it's a different Metzias. This is really a Shinoi. And if that's the case, Kubi, it's not a Sushal. So the Gemara is saying that Ron Machamashaiva was Shinoi. The Gemara wanted to shtel tzu from Kolasum Ligam Mizbeach, Flavi Sem, Butarim, the first Lishon, the second Lishon. But really, what emerges at the end of the day, it's not a good Sushal. The reason it's not a good Sushal is because you can't compare the two Shinois. Not all Shinois were created equally. There are bigger Shinuyim and lesser Shinuyim. The Shinui of Rami Bar Chama is a Shinui where Me'ikara Chiti V'hashta Kamcha, as opposed to the Shinui of the mother and the Vlad, Me'ikara Behema V'hashta Behema. And as a result, the Shinui is not the same level Shinui. And if that's the case, it's not a good Sushta. Moving along, another Ibayis. Again, the Sugi began with three Ibayis from Rami Bar Chama, right? Yesh neva b'mukhubar eitzel gavaya. What about machshirei carbon? And then finally, yeshinu b'nevet, yeshinu b'nevet. Shmaka ibayas. The Gemara now, really from here until the Mishnah, is going to bring other ibayas, this time from different amayram. Boy, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had the following ibayat. Mashtacha v'ledekel. If somebody bows down to a dekel, right, a palm tree. Lulavai mahu l'mitzvah. Are you allowed to use its lulav now for a mitzvah? Or are you not allowed to use its lulav for a mitzvah? So Rashi says right away, this shaila sounds a little similar to Rami Bar Chama shaila, but it's not mamash the same, right? Which one Rami Bar Chama shaila is? The first one. The second one. Where yesh neva b'mukhubar eitzel gavaya, or yeh neva b'mukhubar eitzel gavaya. Right? This is a little bit similar. This is not gavaya, it's mitzvah. Now which is more? Mitzvah is l'chayra not on the same level as gavaya, right? This chayra b'kaidish mi b'truma, right? Kachem is always considered more chamer even than mitzvahs. That's the way it is. So really, Rashi says that Rish Lakish's shayla is a little bit imtim tzaloymatic, meaning imtim tzaloyma that there's a halacha of nevad. What about regarding mitzvah? Well, we'll see it in the Gemara. Either way, so the Gemara clarifies, if the tree was planted to be used as an avodah zarah, what we know as an asher boyim, over there there's no shaila. Why the afilu lehedit nami asa? Because that's also afilu lehedit. And if it's also afilu lehedit, then it's poshet that what? Then it's going to be asa le mitzvah. Why? Number one, because the whole shaila is where you don't have your proper din nevad. So the question is whether it gets upgraded lidvar mitzvah, whether it gets upgraded l'gevaya. But if you have something that's also lehedit, then kamuvan, it's going to be a problem. What is the shaila? The shaila would be where the tree was not planted l'chatchila for an asherah. It was planted stamazoy, and then afterwards he ended up being goyvedit. So a tree like that is what? Is not Aser Behana. It's not an Eved. If it's not an Eved, so Yesh Lachka. What about Lidvar Mitzvah? But the Gemara goes Vaita. This is Mamish Chazar of yesterday and the day before that. Valibid Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. It's also not a Shaiva because he holds that Filahed Yanami Aser. Right? Remember, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Elon Chenotai Ula Besaif Avdai being that. There was a tfisas yad adam be'emtza, so the Allah is it's going to be us. It's also not a shat kitibalach. What's the shayl? Libid the rabbanon. The shayl is according to the rabban. Le'inyan mitzvah my. What's the Allah as relates to a mitzvah? So again, it's talking about where it was not the ilabasoif of. According to the madama that holds that it's not also lehedit. What about le'inyan mitzvah? Mi mos klapi gavaya oilai. Do we say that being that it's being used le'gavaya, not kachin, but le'gavaya, every mitzvah is for gavaya, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's most to be used as a mitzvah, it's going to be a problem, or maybe not. So the Gemara says, that was the shayla of Reish Lakish. No, Shmaka shayla. The Gemara's not pushing the shayla. The Gemara says, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so we know he reported a lot of things that he heard in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the things he reported, he had heard from who? Rabbi Yochanan. Some of them he reported from Reish Lakish and from other Gedolim that were in Eretz Yisrael at the time. But of course, it's Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, in terms of the amount of memories that we had from Amayram and Eretz Yisrael. So this is something that he's commenting about Abayi Reish Lakish, right? Very, very befitting. So Rav Dimi says, I'm going to tell you the way I heard the Shaila. I heard Reish Lakish's Shaila was a different Shaila. Ba'asheret shebitla kamibayale. His Shaila was, what would be if somebody has an Asherah tree? And then the Asherah became batal. The question is, can you now use the Asherah for a lulav, or can you not use it for a lulav? Now, as it relates to being mevatel and Asherah being mevatel of Itazara, that sugya is going to begin in the second part of today's daf, and it's going to go through the next several daf. So we'll become more acquainted and more familiar with the concept of being mevatel of Itazara be'ez Hashem in the next couple of days. But for now, there's a musig, you can be mevatel of Itazara sometimes. And if you're mevatel of Itazara successfully, the Itazara is nisht of Itazara. And Reish Lakish wanted to know, what would be if you had an Asherah? And this Asherah is a lulav tree, and then you were mevatlet. Can you use the lulav lidvar mitzvah or not? What's the shayla? Why not? Yesh dicho yetzel mitzvahs, or ain't dicho yetzel mitzvahs? Do we say that being that before you were mevatlet, when it was an Asherah, you couldn't use it lidvar mitzvah, so once you can't use it, there's a psul dichoy or dachoy, right? They're synonyms of each other. But the point is, we say now it's something that was once not able to be used, and once you couldn't use it, for a shtick tzai, you'll never be able to use it. Is that true by mitzvah or not true by mitzvah? Now really, the background to this is kachim 101. We know when it comes to kachim, there's a concept. One of the psulim in kachim is the psul dichoy, or the psul dachoy, right? So you have the psul yaitzei, and you have pigol, and you have noisu, you have tamin, something called dachoy. What is dachoy? Dachoy means something that right now is not possible. Right now it's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. It's mahadrim and a mahadrim mamish. But it was once a problem. It was once pushed away. There's a concept of, right, kivin shenitcha nitcha. Once something gets pushed away once, it's pushed away forever. That's true when it comes to gevaya. So, shlokish shayla, according to Rav Dimi, was, yesh dicho yetzel mitzvahs, or yein dicho yetzel mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, that was shlokish shayla, aron sativ shalei mititanan. Isn't it a mefurish a Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Yisov in a skalo, potem elachasis. This is a Mishnah, mesech teschulen. So it's talking about the mitzvah of kisei adam, right? So we know what kisei adam is. So what would be if somebody went and he covered the dam, and then this gala, it got exposed. So the dam is not covered anymore. Potem lechasle, as you do it once, you're good to go. Kiso haruach. Let's say the wind would cover it. Chayav lechasle. That wouldn't exempt. You still have to do the kisiv. Amar rabbi bar bachanam rabbi yoich lo yishanu. This that we say. That if kiso haruach chayav lechasle, that's only true. Shechazim in this gala. If right now it's uncovered. Meaning you didn't cover it, the wind covered it. Now it was exposed. So then there's halacha of chayav lechasle. Aval lo yichazim in this gala. But let's say it was not Niskala, meaning right now it's covered. Patam alachasos, the halach is, you don't have to cover it. Says the Vavinam, but now the Bnei Yeshiva asked on this, ki chaza v'niskala mayhava, why is it that in the event that somebody shechted a knife, right? And now you have a mitzvah of kisui adam. And the ruach came and it covered the dam. And then it got uncovered. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, you have a chiyuv now to cover. Now, while the blood was covered, you didn't have a chiyuv to do anything, because it was covered. Once it was chazav in a skala, now you do. So the Bnei Yeshiva said, avifu you were potter when it was covered, then ki chazav in a skala, why does anything change?
What should the halacha be? We should say, hoyo v'itchi, itchi. Being that when it was covered, there was no chiyuv, so even though now it was uncovered, you should still be off the hook. For Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, you know what you see from here? Ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. You see that when it comes to mitzvahs, there's no halacha of dichui. So what's the Gemara's taina? The Gemara is saying, ki asra avdi mi amat. Rish Lakish wanted to know, yesh dichui etzel mitzvahs, ay ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. L'chayra, I know it from the shmuz. Rapapa was poshted from the Mishnah, from Rabbi Yochanan, from this whole shmuz over here, from the halach of kisui adam. Again, we're varfing a little bit. We're varfing from the halachas of lulav, ba'asherah, to kisui adam beruach, but that's Torah, it's anim b'mokim mecher, it's ashir b'mokim mecher, right, it all claps together. But the point is that l'chayri yisim meforish that ein dichei etzel mitzvah, so ein dichei etzel mitzvah, that's l'chayri shayla. Right, what should come out of ein dichei etzel mitzvah? That halach should be, if you have an asherah b'im, and you went ahead and you were mevatalit, and now you want to use the lulav for a mitzvah, for ein dichei etzel mitzvahs, it shouldn't be a problem. I buy kachim. It's kachim. Kachim and mitzvahs are not on the same level. And as a result, the chayr isn't in a mefurish rapapa, so the Gemara says, yeah. Stating that, the rapapa gufe iboyle. When Rish Lakish cleared the shayla, he knew rapapa. And he was clearing gufe in rapapa. Now, just to be clear, chronologically, Rish Lakish comes before rapapa. So when the Gemara says, the rapapa gufe iboyle, it doesn't mean Rish Lakish overheard Torah for rapapa. And he says, you know something? I'm not understanding rapapa 100%. What it means is that Rish Lakish came to the same maskana that rapapa came to. But at the same time, he was a little uncertain of how to say the punchline. Right? Sometimes you have to know how to say the var. How to say the punchline. What does the Gemara mean? As follows. Mifshat pshitale, some take out the word l'rapapa here. But mifshat pshitale, the rapapa, the ain't dichoy etzel mitzvahs. When rapapa proved from the halach of kisi adam, ain't dichoy etzel mitzvahs, did he mean it b'toyras mifshat pshitale? He was coming at 100% ain't dichoy etzel mitzvahs. Loishna l'kula v'loishna l'chumra. And it doesn't matter if it's l'kula, it doesn't matter if it's l'chumra, either way, it's going to be ain't dichoy etzel mitzvahs. Eidumah, or maybe spukim asafkale. Maybe he was really mesupit. U'l'chumra amrina. And he only said it l'chumra, but l'kula l'amrina, but not l'kula. In other words, the Gemara saying is a fundamental difference between the shayla v'yesh Tichei etzel mitzvahs regarding kisi adam and yishtichei etzel mitzvahs as it comes to using an asherah b'im for a lulav. What's the difference? The difference is, if you say ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs regarding kisi adam, it's going to come out of chumrah. The chumrah is going to be, again, what was the case? The case was you shechted a knife, there was dam, the wind came, it covered it, right now you're potter, and now it was chazav in the sky. So if we say ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs, even though it was nitch at one point, I have a chiv. It's a chumrah. Go ahead and do kisei adam. If you say ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs regarding the asherah, then what are you going to say? I had a tree that was an asherah. I wasn't allowed to use it. Now it's bottle. So now it's not an asherah anymore. Maybe I should be able to use it. Ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs is going to say, go ahead and use it, which is a kula. So the reason Reish Lakish cleared his shayla is not because he didn't know Rapapa, he didn't know this whole chash, but he knew everything. Rish Lakish knew everything. This is not a shayla of what Rish Lakish knew or didn't know. He knew this. But his suffix was, what do we take out of Kisei Adam? Do we take out of Kisei Adam that mifshat pshitulei dein dichei etzel mitzvahs loishna l'kula v'loishna l'chumra? So, yeah, l'chumra, there's a chiv Kisei Adam, and also l'kula that I can use it now for a lulav. Idumas fukinas avkalei ulachumra minan l'kula leimrina. That was Rish Lakish Hashayla, and the bottom line the Gemara says is teku. So just to make a sikum on this last part of that, we had a bayri Rish Lakish, but if you think about it, right, mizamunim style, we had two nuschais in what Rish Lakish Hashayla might have been. The first one was hamishtacha veledeka lulav imal mitzvah, and the second one was asherah shebitla. Can you use the lulav l'mitzvah, cannot use the lulav l'mitzvah? If you think about it, there's a common thread between both nuschais and the shayla. Right, at first glance, two different shaylas. But really, there is a common thread. What's the common thread? Both shaylas are, do we treat mitzvah like gevoya, do we not treat mitzvah like gevoya? Right, that's the tzad ha-shava. Yesh neva b'mechubra etzel gevoya. What about mitzvah? Yesh dichoy when it comes to kachin. What about mitzvah? So really, if you think about it, the two lashonis, the two versions of what Rish Lakish's shayla were, they're very, very similar, which is part of probably where the confusion came from. Rish Lakish is clearing a shayla in the sugya here of Avodah Zarah related to an asherah. And the shayla is, do we treat mitzvah like we treat gavaya? Do we not treat it like gavaya? Oh, but there's two basundarish shaylas, completely different lamedases. But there's a very big tzad hashava which could be plays into the confusion again. But regardless, in terms of the sikum, both shaylas are predicated on the same principle. Do I treat mitzvah mamash like I treat gavaya? Or do I not treat it like gavaya? Either way, another shayla. Boy, Rav Papa, this time it's Rav Papa talking. If somebody bows down to a behemoth, tzamra, ma'u the tcheles. Can I use the tzemer now for tcheles or not? So the Gemara says, tcheles. Why do you want tcheles? Tcheles demar. E tcheles tik b'koyhanim. Do you want to use the tcheles for koyhanim? The koyhanim needed tcheles for their big day kahuna. Well, I know by the Rami Bar Chama. Isn't that Rami Bar Chama's shayla? So which one of Rami Bar Chama's shaylas would this be? So Rashi says two of them. Which two? It's the second and the third. Number one, using nevad for tcheles is essentially using nevad for machshirei karban. That was Rami Bar Chama's shayla, right? Rami Bar Chama wasn't sure whether yesh nevad b'mechuber eitzel gevoya by machshirei karban or not. Now, to be clear, Rami Bar Chama's shaylas, right, let's do this good. Rami Bar Chama's shaylas were regarding mechuber. This is not a question of mechuber, this is a question of behema. And really, Rami Bar Chama's first shayla, if you're holding cheshbon, isn't negated behema. Why not? Because what was Rami Bar Chama's first shayla? Yesh neva mechuber leitz gavoya. Is that a shayla by behema? No, it's a pasuk in the Torah. And abakar, we learn from there that it never can be put on the mizbeach. But Rami Bar Chama's second shayla is a good shayla by behema, because even though it's mefurish in the Torah that you can't take a bucket that's a nevad and bring it as a carbon, but what about machshirei carbon? So really, Rami Bar Chama's second shayla, which was by mechuber, relates to behema also, right? We mentioned Rami Bar Chama's whole shayla came from behema, right? Where was his whole havamin of yesh neva b'mechuber eitzel gavaya? It's because mechuber is like behema, and behema, you see, there's a difference between hegin and gavaya, so maybe one of comes to mechuber also. So good, as it relates to yesh neva b'mechuber eitzel gavaya, that's not a shayla by behema. Fakad, he's coming from behema, he knows by behema it's pride. Once, and what about mechuber? But once he starts in timtzaloy marrying, so now already we start shtelling to behema as well. So in timtzaloy ma yesh neva b'mechuber eitzel gavaya, machshirei karben k'karben dam yodloy. Oh, that's a good shayla by behema also. So number one, this is already a question of machshirei karben, big day kahuna is not on the mizbeach, that's machshirei karben, right? You do avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, you're a kohen, you're not wearing the begadim, you're mechosa begadim. That's a big problem, right? So obviously this is very much machshirei karben. But Rashi says it's negeya to Rami Bar Chama's shaylas. Which other one? The next one. The third shayla. What was that shayla? Yesh shinoi benevad, or yein shinoi benevad? This is a shinoi. You're taking the behema and you're shearing the wool, right? And you're making it blue. So this is really a question of nevad. So says the Gemara, what was Rav Papa's shayla? Rav Papa's shayla was whether someone's mishtachav el behema. Samro l'tcheles. What kind of tcheles? Doesn't mean tcheles that tzitzis. Hainu baya the reish lakish. And again, which baya? I'm sorry, I skipped the line. I'm a shtachav l'tamer mal l'tcheles. Hainu baya the Rami Bar Chama. I skipped the line. And what's Rami Bar Chama? Which shiloh would be the two shilohs? Shiloh number two and shiloh number three. The tcheles l'tzitzis. Maybe the shiloh was not tcheles l'koyana. But maybe the shiloh was tcheles l'tzitzis. What would be the shayla then? The shayla was, can you use it for a mitzvah? I don't buy the Reish Lakish. That was Reish Lakish's ibaya, meaning do you have the whole chaymer of yesh neva b'mechuber eitzel gavaya? But the guy in mitzvah says, well, so the Gemara says, enochi nami dolei havalei the mibaya. Really, Rav Papa had no business asking this question. He had no business asking it, because in reality, these were ibayas that were already asked. Okay, so the Gemara says the reason he did ask it is mishum the ikimi lachrenaisa, because there was something else that he wanted to ask. He's asking this question, right? The reason he's asking this question is because this other question, he's like setting it up. He's leading up to it. What are the other questions? So as far samru malutres. This is the first one, which really didn't even have to be asked. But additionally, karnel malutres. Can you use the horns of a behemoth that's in nevad for the chatzaitres? Shukel malutres. Can you use the thighs for flutes? Bnei me'er. Can you use the innards of the behema mauleparos to use it? Rashi says for the nimen, the cords of the kinar of the harp. And these shaylas are not shaylas that were lechatchila asked. That's the Dovash and the Schadishba. So he's like setting it up. Samar Ma'at L'Techelas, and then he's building up to these questions as well. But the Gemara explains, why are these questions any different? Marissa like, Sali, but the man don't make a shira b'kli, according to the man that ikashira is b'kli. So we know there was a big Shiloh when the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, and they used to sing with their mouths, and they also used to play instruments. And the question is, Ikashira. Was Ikashira b'kli, Ikashira b'peh? Chaps nafkin minas in sugi zashas. So the Gemara says like this. According to the man that holds Ikashira b'kli, wait, there's no shayla why. The vada yasser, it's vada going to be yasser. Why is the vada going to be yasser? Because this is l'chayra machshirei karb. If it's machshirei karb, it's going to be a problem. Now, is machshirei karb vada yasser? No, Tim Tzolayim. But in Tim Tzolayim, Machshir Karbon is Karbon Dami. Then it's going to be Vada Yasser. Rashi speaks that out. But that wouldn't have been his Shaila. Kiti Boilach. What was the Shaila? Leave the Mandama, Ikashir Bepe. According to the Mandama that holds, Ikashir is Bepe. And if that's the case, then what are the kalim used for just to make it a little bit more gishmak? See, here you can clarify shayla. Do we say besumi kala ba'alma hu ma'isin? And all it is just to enhance the experience, this musical matzav a little bit better. And as a result, even though yesh neva b'muchu b'etzel gavoya, and even machshirei karbon's a problem, and could be even a mitzvah's a problem, but this is already pushing it. This is just there to enhance the situation. Or maybe no, afilu hachi yasa, you're going to sing with Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, Shiris Vesishbachis, while we're bringing Karbonis with something that was once a Neva? Absolutely not. And even though it's not going on the Mizbeach, and it's not even Machshirei Karbon, it's another degree, another note removed. It doesn't matter. Afilu Hachi, there's Makim to say that it's going to be a problem. This was the Shaila, and the Gemara gives a one-word answer. Hey, goes up to Gemara, but Rabba, another Shaila, and this time it's Rabba the one that cleared the Shaila. Some have the gear, so Rava can move in. If somebody bows down to a Mayan, it's a Kval Vasser, right? So you have a body of water, it's somebody's career, Mishnachav into the water. Name of Ma'u Nechasim, you let use the water for the Nechasim, or you're not let use the water for Nechasim. Now, again, this is Imtim Tsa Loimar at first glance, right? It sounds a little bit like really Mayan maybe shouldn't be a problem because it's Mechuber, I guess. The Mayan is Mechuber. Imtim Tsa Loimar that Yesh Neva Mechuber Yetzel Gavaya. So now you want to use it for Nesachim. And this is, by the way, going on the Mizbeah. This is Rambam Chama's first Shaila, right? But this is the Shaila. Hamashtach for the Mayan, name of Ma'al Nesach. And Mar says, Maikami Boyle, I don't understand the Shaila. L'chayra, this should be a problem. Unless, as far as Elaymo, maybe you're going to tell me. Maybe the shaila is like this. The shaila is, when somebody bows down to a Mayan, so, right, it's hard to get into the head of a person like this, but we're forced to do it for the moment, right? Chaim Volozhin says in Shai Dala Nef Shachayim that thinking through the strategies of the Ganav and the Gazlan is the Gres that Vekas by Kodesh Baruch Hu when you're learning the Sugi in Chas and trying to figure out his Migu, right? So trying to figure out what's going through the mind of this Santa Mensch. So is he bowing down the Bavaya? Meaning maybe this is the Shaila. Shaila is he bowing down to himself? Meaning he sees his own image in the water. Is that what he's doing? Or is he bowing down to the water? Meaning maybe that's what the Shaila is. Does he say like, if he's bowing down to the water, so then even though he's a Mishtachav al Mechuber, Yeshnav Mechuber Yitzel Gavaya, Nesachim goes on the Mizbeach, the first time Rami Bachoma, it's going to be a problem. Or maybe he's just bowing down to himself. He's bowing down to himself. So he made himself into an Avodah Zarah. Whatever, it has nothing to do with our sugya. The mayim never became a nega. Is that the shayla? The Gemara says. In other words, Rabbi had a shayla. Hamishtach v'lamayim name of ma'al v'nesachim. So what's unique about the shayla? I mean, I don't know. It sounds like Rami Bachram is for a shayla. Elamai, there's a different shayla here. This may be different. Why may this be different? Because it could be he never bowed down to the water. Maybe he's bowing down to himself. But the Gemara's time is, if that's the shayla, then why is he talking about a case when you bow down to the mayim? The case should have been like this. Safal ahedit. Where somebody has a pail of water, and he sees the water inside, and then he sees himself, and imamish, he can't get over himself. So he bows down, and you'll have the same exact shayla. Is he bowing down to himself? Or he's bowing down to the water. And it would be negay, and not only nesachim, it would be negay, the ikra aloch of neva. Is it osel lehedit? Is it not osel lehedit? So if that's the shayla, when a person bows down to water, is he bowing down to his face? Or is he bowing down to the water? Then why are we clearing it in a mayin, only negay, and nesachim? It could be an asafel, and it can be negay, even lehedit. So Gemara says like this. Lo'ilam. Lamaya Kosakavai. Lo'ilam, we're going to say that when a person bows down to water, we assume he's bowing down to the water. And that's why the question wasn't posed by a Safal Ahedya, because we know the answer. That's a problem. What's the shayla over here? When a person bows down to a mayan, it might be a little bit different. Because the question is, Lamaya de Kameko Sagit? Is he bowing down to the water that's in front of him? Meaning that revius mayim that's in front of him this second. And if that's the case, the mayim moves. So the water that you're going to take now for the nesachim is not the water that you bow down to anymore. That could be a question. You're not bowing down to that shtick water in front of you. You're bowing down to the whole stream of the water. And if that's the case, well, then it's a problem. Then the whole mayan will be us. So again, it's pashut, you're bowing down to the water. This was the shayla, but the Gemara says, umi mitzri. Is this even a shayla? This should all be done on arrival. Because if you have water that belongs to a rabbin in Esarim, somebody bows down to it, it doesn't become aser. Why doesn't it become aser? Because and you don't have a right to make the mayim shel rabbin aser. Now, a mayim, we assume, is not you. You have your own private lake? Probably not. Probably belongs to the rabbin. If it belongs to the rabbin, so this whole shayla should be done on arrival anyways. Now, if the question is you just bow down to water, okay, so you own a bottle of water. But if the question is that we're talking about where it's a mayan and it's this very unique case, so this whole story should be done on arrival. Anyways, some have the girsa me'aroi. No, the person owns the mayan. He's not kasha for mayan, so he owns a mayan. And because he owns a mayan, that's where it'd be negay. And this was the shaila of hamishtacha ve'lemayan, whether it would be asal and nesachim or not. Again, why are we talking only about nesachim? Because the shaila is only when it's a mayan. And a mayan is mechubar, so a mayan is never asal lehedid. It would only be asal legavaya. It's only asal legavaya. Therefore, the shayla is lenesachim. What happens if someone's mishtachav the mayan? That's for sure asal. What's the unique question of the mayan versus the mayan? Because here the question is, are you bowing down to the water that's in front of you, or are you bowing down to the stream of water? Either way, this concludes really the last 2.5 dafin, which was a whole bunch of ibayas, right? Just the chazer. You had Rabbi Bachama's 3 ibayas. Hamishtachav lahar avon of ma'al b'mizbeach. Right? Yesh never b'mukhubay yitzel gavaya. Or ain't never b'mukhubay yitzel gavaya. What was the second shayla? Im tim tzolema yesh never b'mukhubay yitzel gavaya. What about machshirei karmi? What if you're not going to put the never on the mizbeach? You're just going to use it for machshirei karmi. What would be the halach over there? The sure third shayla was yesh shinui b'nevad or ain't shinui b'nevad. Such as if somebody would be mishtachav to come aschitim while it was attached, then you would detach it, you would be toichin it, and now you want to go ahead and use it l'menachis. Imtim Tzolemar, the first Shailas, maybe now that there's a Shinoi, now already it's going to be different. We had Rish Lakish's Shaila, 2 versions of it. The first version was, Hamishtachav Ledekel Lulavoi Ma'al Lemitzvah. If somebody bows down to a Dekel, which is Mechuber, so it's not really a Nevad, do we say just like Yesh Nevad, but Mechuber Yitzel Gavaya, so to Lemitzvah, or not? What was the second version? Where if someone had an Asherah, he was Mevatel the Asherah, and now you want to use the Lulav Ledvar Mitzvah. There's a Psal Dichoy in Kachim, Yesh Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs, or Ein Dichay Eitzel Mitzvahs. And even though we know this is a Kisei Adam, it's a Mesach Teskul in the Gesugya, but still, could be Ein Dichoy Eitzel Mitzvahs, Chumra Ben Alakula, and the Shaila is Ein dichay etzel mitzvahs only lechumra, or ein dichay etzel mitzvahs afilu lekula. We had Rapapa's shailas of hamishtachav lebehema samra mal letcheles karneo mal lechatzaitzvish shukel mal lechalilin bnei me'er mal lefa'arais. The way the Gemara came out, the shaila was intim tzolema, intim tzolema, intim tzolema. But now already, you want to use the mechubar, or in this case, the behema, not to put on the mizbeach, not even for machshirei carbon, but you want to use it for the instruments that the Levim are going to play while they're singing shira. Leman da'amar ikra shira is bepeh. So it's not even the ikra shira. So as a result, it's not even a real proper machshirei carbon. But at the same time, do we say lamaisa was never? And as a result, we don't want this anywhere near the mizbeach, anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe no, to use it as an instrument, you don't have to be so medactic where the guitar came from. That's not so ma'akev. And over there, there's makam already lahakel. And finally, Rabbi Shaila was hamishtachav lemayon meim of ma'ul nesachim. What was the question again? It sounds very similar to all these shailas. Mayan is mechuber, and you want to use it for nesachim to put on the mizbeach. And shaila is something very, very specific. Do we assume that when a person bows down to a mayan, he's bowing down to the water that's in front of him, or he means the ganze mayan, and as a result, that already would be a little bit of a shaila. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Misha hoya beisai, or the Bach's girsa is misha hoya koisloi samuch la'avoidas koichavim, next to in Avoidas Koychavim. So Rashi says the case is where somebody lives side by side with a base Avoidas Zar. In fact, they shear a wall. That's the case. V'nafal. And now the wall that he shears with Avoidas Zar fell down. Asul of Noisai. The halach is, if you want to rebuild a wall, you're not allowed to rebuild the wall. Why? Because by you rebuilding the wall, you're also being Mahana of Avodah Zarah, and that's not something that you're allowed to do. Kate said yes. So what should you do? I mean, you need a wall, right? What you should do is koinis b'soich shalei arba amos ubayne. What you should do is you should take that wall and don't build it where it was, but rather you should come in 4 amos closer to your house, build it over there, as long as it's going to be 4 amos removed from the gvul, the greinetz of where the base of Avodah Zarah is. In that instance, it's going to be okay. Shaloi v'shal Avodas Kechavim, the way Rashi explains, what would be if the wall itself belonged to the person, the yid, and to the Avodah Zarah? Rashi, last Rashi in the Yom. Shemokam oviyah koisel chetzio shaloi. Meaning that place where the wall is, half of it was shaloi, chetzioi, and the other half was the base of Avodah Zarah. So nidain mechzal mechzal. So that when you go ahead and you invert it 4 amos, you're actually only going to have to invert it. Let's say the wall itself was 2 amos. So 1 am of it is your space, and the other am belongs to the Avodah Zarah. So you're going to have to invert it 3 amos. I mean, you can take credit as it relates to the 4 amos, the chelik of the kaisel that belongs to you. Not the chelik of the kaisel that belongs to the Avodah Zara. Avonav Eitzav Afaroi, Metame Kisharetz. Another halacha. The stones, the wood, the offer of the wall are Metame Kisharetz. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Shaketz Teshak Tzeno. Now Rashi makes a very important kimta. It's really the first Rashi in the Mishnah. And Rashi says, this halacha is only true when the house itself wasn't just a base of Avodah Zarah, but it was a cheftza of Avodah Zarah. So if the house itself is the Avodah Zarah, they're worshipping the house, right? We know from the previous Blatta Gemara that sometimes people used to worship Mechubel Akar. So if they're worshipping the house itself, so it's a base of Avodah Zarah, so now the Avodah Zarah is, in addition to everything else, also going to be Tomei. What kind of Tomei is it going to have? It's going to be Tomei Kesheretz. How do I know that? Shaketz Tishak Tzenu, that's Miloshin Shkutzen. Rabbi Akiva, I mean Rabbi Akiva says, Kenida. It's not only Tomei like a Sheretz, but it's even Tomei like a Nida. What does it mean, even? Because Tomas Nida is more chomer than Tomas Sheretz, right? So for example, Sheretz is only Matama B'maga, as opposed to a Nida is Matama B'masa. So Rabbi Akiva says it's going to be more Tomei than that. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Tizrein Kemoy Dava. It's referring to Avodah Zarah. Tizrem, you should cast it away like an Isha Nida. But the point is, you see, Avodah Zarah is like a Nida, not Nida, Metame B'masa. Avodah Zarah, Metame B'masa. It doesn't just have a Din Tumah Kala, it has a Din Tumah Chamur as well. Either way, two things just happened in this Mishnah. The first thing happened is, Misha Yokoisei Samach Avodah Kechavim V'Nafal. So it's not so simple to just go ahead and rebuild the wall, right? It's not simple at all. What you have to do is, Koines Patech Shalai Arba Amois. Second part of the Mishnah is telling us that Avodah Zarah is not only Aser Bahanah, etc. It's also Tumah. What Tumah does it have? So in our Mishnah, is two types of Tumahs. Either Tumah Sheretz or Tumah Sneda. We saw earlier in the Masechta Kubi, it's also Tumah Tumah Smeis. You didn't say it, but not for now. But the bottom line is, either Tumah Sheretz or it's going to be Tumah Sneda. But the Gemara here is going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah. Again, Misha Yekoisli, Samach Avodah Kechavim V'Nafal, also, Levnoisai, Ketzad Yasa, Koinis Patech Shaloi, Arba Amos, Ubayn. By the way, this is where Mesechtes Avodah Zarah meets Perikah Shutfin, the beginning of Mesechtes Vava Basra. But Feit Gemara Kasha, V'komer Rabbech Lavidus Koichavim. I don't understand. It sounds like you're going to now go ahead and you're going to take your property and you're going to invert it. You're going to go 4 Amos in. Who's getting the other 4 Amos? Sounds like Avodah Zarah is getting it. You're being meravich Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to benefit Avodah Zarah. Now, truth is, hit the pause button for 1 second. Are you allowed to be mahan Avodah Zarah? It's machlokes rebeichem mishlokish. It was a sugya earlier in the Masechta where the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said that if you can't be nene from Avodah Zarah, kal v'chaymer, you can't be mahan Avodah Zarah. Mishlokish was chaylik. That's a big machlokes amayra. But regardless, the Gemara feels that this doesn't sound like the right solution. Whether it's asam adayraisa, not asam adayraisa, abba, v'akam erabach l'avodas keichavim, am rabchanina misura, shabchanina misura said, no, you're not giving this up to the Avodas Kechavim. That's not what's going to happen here. But read the Avodah Beis HaKisei. He's just not going to rebuild the wall. So what are you going to do? You're going to make it the Beis HaKisei, right? Freit, you make sure the wind is blowing in that direction. But either way, the Avodah Beis HaKisei, Freit, the Gemara, but what about Sneas? You need Sneas. What's the Kasha? So Rashi says, this is a halacha. You can't just make a Beis HaKisei in an open area. So L'chaira, you need the Sneas. So the Gemara says, the Avodah Beis HaKisei, the Laila, you only use it at night. At night, you don't need a mokim tsanufa. It's not true. Because for Amar, is that tsanua? Who's a tsanua? Hanifna balayla b'mokim shenifna bayot. Somebody that is nifna balayla in the place that is nifna bayot. Now the Gemara preempts. After Ikimto, even though Chazal said, brachis samich beza meraf, one of the last Gemara's on Masechta is brachis, that b'kiderech, that when we say hanifna balayla b'mokim shenifna bayot, that's a person, that's a tsanua, that's a good thing, it doesn't mean the place, not b'mokim, but it's in the oifen. Meaning b'kiderech, so megalatefach, mechaset v'chaim, those types of inyanim. It's in terms of how the person does it. That's what it's referring to. Abemiutz, use a boy lemeva. But at the same time, you see from that chazal that there's an inyan even balayl of having tsnias. It's true. It's not what that chazal means. Ezel tsnua nifta balayl mokshin nifta bayim doesn't mean b'mokim tsnua. It means b'oifin tsnua. But at the same time, you see from there that what? That tsnius a boy lemeva. You see that there's an inyan of tsnius in the basic kisa fal balayl. So what do you mean you're going to make that area into a Beis HaKisei? You can't make it into a Beis HaKisei. So Mark gives two solutions. Either the Avalei L'Tinoikis, it's going to be used for Tinoikis, and it seems that for Tinoikis it wasn't ma'akiv that it be a Makam Tzenua. Inami D'Goderle Behizmi V'Hignis. Now, there's two different Gersois in this Gemara. Some have D'Goderle, some have D'Ovedle. D'Goderle sounds a little bit like you're going to use it for a Beis HaKisei, you're going to make a gedder around it, but it won't be a proper Koisel. So it won't be a proper Koisel, so you're not really rebuilding the wall. But at the same time, you're going to put these bushes of thorns and this hisbi ve'igni, and as a result, it's going to be somewhat tsanua. But the Rambam and the Yad Chazaka, his girsa was a little bit different. It was the ovidle behizmi ve'igni. Meaning, the Gemara is inam yiz, you're not making it beis hakisei, you're not going to rebuild the wall, you're just going to put these thorn bushes there, that's what you're going to leave in Enechinami, in the inami of the Gemara, you're not using it as a beis hakisei. A little bit vaita. Shloisha batanim. There are three types of houses as it relates to Avodah Zarah, or more specifically, as it relates to being Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So let's do a tiny introduction to this Mishnah. Very, very small. And again, this inyan will be the topic of the next few daf. And that is, we mentioned earlier in the daf, there's a concept of being Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So what does it mean to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah? You have Avodah Zarah, which has all the chumras of Avodah Zarah. There's an idea where you can be Mevatel. You can make it Ois Avodah Zarah. How would you make it Ois Avodah Zarah? So you could say, I don't want it to be Avodah Zarah. I'm not deaning this getchka anymore. Or you do something derogatory to it, something that a person would never do to something that he has a high level of respect for. And that action in and of itself makes Avodah Zarah Ois Avodah Zarah. It's what's known as Bitul Avodah Zarah. Now the two main tenoyim when it comes to Bitul Avodah Zarah is, number one, you could only be Mevatel Avodah Zarah that a goy worshipped. Once a yid worships Avodah Zarah, it's aser forever. Number two, only a guy can be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. A Yid can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So really, the Yid is outside when it comes to Bitul Avodah Zarah. You need it's like an Amir La'akum type of sugi. You need to call the guy, and this is his gishah. The Yid is out. Yid, Avodah Zarah can't become Batel, and a Yid himself can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. That's the whole introduction. So the Mishnah again. Shloisha Batim, the three houses, as relates to laws of Bitul Avodah Zarah. Bayisha Bana Mitchila L'Avodas Kechavim. A house that was built Mitchila L'Avodah Zarah. So somebody hired a contractor to build a house. What's the purpose of this house? L'Avodah Zarah. Rashi adds, V'ayu Oivden Es HaBayis Atzmoy. It's not just going to house Avodah Zarah, but the Etzem house will be the Avodah Zarah. Something like that, Hareza Aser. That loch is its Aser. Meaning, if you want it not to be a base of Avodah Zarah anymore, what you need to do is you have to mevatel it. Which means that you'd have to hire the guy, right? Because you can't do it. But the point is the whole house becomes a shtick of Avodah Zarah, and the only way out is through Bittul. Saidoi v'kaidoi, or some have the gear says, Saidoi v'kairoi, la'avodas kechavim, v'chidesh noitel mashchid. What would be if somebody had a house? And then he went ahead, he was mechadish in the house, l'shem Avodah Zarah. So he drew pictures on it, or he put a layer of plaster on it, of sid. So then the halacha is, you don't have to be mevatel, the Avodah Zarah, if you want to make the seis Avodah Zarah. All you need to do, really, is you could just be noitel mashachidesh. Take off the chidesh, and then it'll go back to what it was before, which was a bias that wasn't Avodah Zarah, and that would be okay. What would be if somebody built a house, again, not L'Shem Avodah Zarah? You weren't even Mechadish, you didn't add a floor L'Shem Avodah Zarah either. All you did was, is you brought Avodah Zarah inside with the intent of worshipping it. Then, if you pulled Avodah Zarah out, that's going to be enough. So again, as it relates to a house of Avodah Zarah, if the house was built L'Shem Avodah Zarah, so the whole house, the Eitzim Avonim, is a shtick Avodah Zarah. You want it not to be Avodah Zarah anymore? Bittul. If you can't be Mevatel, Asa. You have no way out. If the house was not built l'shem avodah zarah, you would just mechadesh. So then all you need to do is remove the chiddush. So you don't have to be mevatel the house if you want it to be eitz avodah zarah. Remove the chiddush, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And if you didn't build the house l'shem avodah zarah, you weren't even mechadesh in the house l'shem avodah zarah. All you did was is you were machnes avodah zarah into the house. So then just remove the house, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav said, Hamishtachav elabayis asrei. If somebody bows down to a house, it becomes asa, meaning it becomes avodah zarah. Alma kasava. What do you see from Rav? That Rav is of the opinion talush b'sayif chibroi k'talush dami. Meaning hamashtach v'lebayis asroi. Right? We were paying attention the last couple of dafin. I hope mechuber doesn't become aser. So mechuber doesn't become aser. What does it mean asrei? Now bishlam if asrei meant l'gvoya. Okay, but that's not what Rav said. Hamashtach v'lebayis asrei sounds like it's going to be aser. Isn't a mechuber? Oh, alma kasava must be Rav holds that being that the bricks, right, and all the components of the house was once talish, even though it was l'besayv chavrei, but it's ketalish dami, it's going to be treated like talish. But what's the bottom line? What does Rav hold? If somebody bows down to a bias, he makes it asa. Faith gemar v'anan, banoy t'nan. Our Mishnah didn't sound that way. Because what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if somebody builds a house l'shem avodah zarah, it's asroi. So do you have to build it l'shem avodah zarah? Or are you mishtachava l'shem avodah zarah? And by the way, two completely different things. They're mutually exclusive. Building, it sounds like, as long as you built l'shem avodah zarah, even if you weren't mishtachava to it. Mishtachava sounds like, even if you built l'shem avodah zarah, only if you mishtachava to it. So which one is it? Is it, if you build it as a mishtachava? The Gemara says, pash the teretz, okta gemara, that it's true. Banoi, afa pishaloi, hishtachava loi. Hishtachava, afa pishaloi, banoi. There are two ways to make it awesome. If somebody builds a house l'shem avodah zarah, even if he never bowed down to it, it's going to be aser. And if somebody didn't build a house l'shem avodah zarah, but he bowed down to it, so the halacha is also it's going to be aser. Meaning our Mishnah that said bayis shabanu betchilah v'itz chavam reza aser is talking about even when you didn't bow down for it. And if you go through the Gemara with Rashi is a little bit more carefully, see Rashi repeats it many, many times in his beer of the Gemara. Because really, once you bow down to it, that's a whole different thing. You bow down to a house, then it's regal avodah zarah. Side de kaira, all these things are not going to help. The whole Mishnah is talking about where you never bow down to it. You just built it. So if you build it l'shem avodah zarah, so it's regular avodah zarah, you have to be mevatel. If you only side the kaira, noitel mashachidesh. If you only brought the avodah zarah in, just take it out. Once you bow down to it, that's a whole different thing. Now it has nothing to do with how the avodah zarah was created, how the bias was built. Now it takes on a life of its own. It's no different than any other avodah zarah. That once you bow down to it, at that point you'd have to be mevatel. But the Gemara says, "I hachi oy bazoi." Shloisha, take out the word hani, says the Bach. Shloisha, the Mishnah says, Shloisha batimein, arbahava. It should be four. Meaning, because it comes out, you have the bayis shabonim etchila vidas kichavim, side of the kairoi, hichnis latoicha, and also what? Hishtachave afa bishalai banoi. So the Gemara says, kivon dili inyan bittel. And here the Bach says you have to add a word, tanan. Being that the Mishnah is talking about bittel, banu vishtachave, chakachashavlai, there's no difference between banu vishtachave, because the halacha of bittel is the same. What's the halacha? Oh, so you have to be mevatel it. And for that reason, we're not singling it out. We're not talking about different oifanim of how something could become a avodah zarah. We're talking about three categories of making something ois avodah zarah. Either you have to be mevatel legamri, you could be noitel mashachidesh, or all you need to do is just remove whatever you put in. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. This Mishnah really mirrors the previous Mishnah. Shloisha avonim heim. So the previous Mishnah was shloisha batim heim. Now we have shloisha avonim heim. There are three types of stones, again, as it relates to bittel. Evan shechotzva mitchila labimus. You have an evan that initially it was carved out, it was sculpted out of the ground. Mitchila labimus, to be used as a pedestal for avodah zarah. Rashi adds here too that the person is going to worship not only the avodah zarah that's going to be on this pedestal, but he's going to worship the pedestal itself. Right? Rashi speaks this out throughout the sugya. So evan shechotzva mitchila lebimos. If when you chotzev the evan, you did a mitchila for it to be a shtick avodah zarah. Harezu asura. So now the only way out is by being mevatel. Tzayda v'kaido l'shem avodah z'kaychavim. Let's say you weren't chotzev it l'shem avodah zarah, but that you added to it later l'shem avodah zarah. Noitel mashe tzayd v'kaid muteres. That you don't have to be mevatel. Just take out what you added and it's going to be fine. Hemed aleh avodah z'kaychavim v'silka rezim muteres. Let's say you weren't chaytzev l'shem avodah zarah. You didn't even add anything to it l'shem avodah zarah. You just put an avodah zarah on top of it. Well, then the halacha is that if your silka, as long as you remove that thing that you put on top of it, harezu muteris is going to be okay. So, Amar Ravami. Ravami said, "V'hu shesayid v'kayid begufa shalev." Ravami is commenting on this last Mishnah. Evan shechotzva. Now, the second case was where you were choitzev the even not l'shem avodah zara, but you were side of a kaida l'shem avodah zara. So what's the halacha? Noito masha side of a kaida, and everything's going to be okay. Says Rav Ami, this halacha is only true if you were sayed v'kayed in the guf of the Evan. Meaning you did something in the Evan. You engraved it into the Evan. As opposed to what? As opposed to if you just put a coat on top of the Evan. So if a person makes a picture, let's say, on top of the Evan, it's different than if you actually engrave the Evan with the picture. So says Rav Ami, this halacha of the Mishnah is only true if you were sayed v'kayed in the guf of Evan. But if you did it on top of the Evan, then already it's not going to be a problem. Now, first glance, the Gemara understood what Rav Ami is saying is that if you just draw a picture on the Evan, just erase it and it's going to be fine. Or you don't even have to be neutral mashachidesh. The whole second category is dafka. The whole second category where you have to be neutral mashachidesh is if it was beguv shalom. The Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because vadumi debayis tanan. These two mishnayos mirror each other. The Mishnah that says three houses and the Mishnah that says three stones, clearly, right? Now look at the three categories of each. They're the mirror image of each other. Now, as it relates to the bias, when a person goes and he's sayed the kayed in the bias, he's not engraving the actual bias, and still you see what? It becomes usr. And being that you see that it becomes usr, so l'chayra, you don't need that it should be begufa shel evan in order to have the isr. How do I know that? Even though by evan itself, I don't know, but do me the bias. But the Gemara says, bias nami ikar beini urbi. It's not true, because by the bias, it could be this begufa shel evan, because there's little gaps in between the bricks. So it could be when your side v'kaida goes in between the grips. But the Gemara says, it's true, it could be, but mila yaskin in the shay of a hada shay. Maybe this was already a second layer of plaster, let's say. So when you plastered it, so nothing went between the bricks. And afilu hachi, you see that it's a problem. So if by the bias, the second category is true, even if it's not begufa shel bias, by the evan, it should be a problem even if it's not begufa shel evan. The Gemara says, you're right, you have to make some edit here in what Rav Ami said. Elikid, but Rav Ami linyum bitul. Rav Ami meant something else. This is what he meant to say. He meant to say that if somebody went and he was side of a kaido, even if he did a begufa shel evan. I mean, he's not saying that the second category is dafka when you did a begufa shel evan. It's true even if you didn't do a begufa shel evan. But what would be if you did a begufa shel evan? Does that change anything? There could have been a havamina. Maybe it's only so kulodik when it's not begufa shel evan. But once it's begufa shel evan, I would have thought that maybe over there it's different. And what would be the halacha? Maybe you have to knock out the whole thing. Kamash malan Rav Ami, that even if you say it b'kai b'gufish alevin, ki nato mashachidu shabadami, as long as you remove mashachidish, it's good. Demau detemo, ich volt gevolt meinen, kivon shesayid v'kayid b'gufish alevin, ke evin shechotz from mitchil avoyos kechavim damyo v'titzor kula. Because once it's b'gufish alevin, so now it's a whole new evin, this new chefz of evin, maybe all of a sudden it's like if it was chotz from mitchil, it should be a problem, unless you're mevatlut, kamash, malon, that's the chiddish, that no, the second halacha is true, v'hu shetzai v'kai b'guv shalem, not only if you were side v'kai b'guv shalem, but even if you were side v'kai b'guv shalem, even then the halacha is going to be the same. So what's the sikum of these last two mishnayos? Very similar. There's the bias and the evan. One was made l'tchil l'shem avodah zara, one was side of the kaidai, the other one, you just put the avodah zara on top. What's the difference? As it relates to bittul, three completely different halachas. When you make something mitchila l'shem avodah zarah, whether you built a house l'shem avodah zarah, or whether it was even shechatzva mitchila l'bimus, where you're going to worship the actual bais, you're going to worship the actual even. So there the halacha is that even if you didn't bow down to it, but it becomes a shtick avodah zarah, the only way you add is through bittul. If you added something to it, it doesn't matter if it's begufa, if it's not begufa, noitul mashachidesh, as long as you remove that floor, that suffer. That in of itself is going to be enough. Now the thing is not avodah zarah anymore. And if you just put avodah zarah on top of it, whether you put it in the house or you put it on top of this bimus, then as long as you remove it, that in and of itself is going to be okay. And again, this is all where it wasn't served and worshipped as an avodah zarah. The minute you actually worship it as an avodah zarah, at that point, it's already going to be different. Incidentally, if you look at the next Mishnah says Sholish Asherosein. So really, the sugi is going to continue on this note from Shloish Abatim Heim, Shloish Avonim Heim to Sholish Asherosein. On that note, exhale. So as it relates to Rei, just one short hergish, and that is, so the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph discuss Misha Hayu Koyslei Samach LaAvidas Kechavim VeNafa, and the Mishnah
discussed that if you want to rebuild this wall, so you can't just rebuild it where it was because you're being mahaned of a desire. That's not something you're allowed to do. So what's the halacha? Koines b'toich shaloi arba amis, real perikashutfin of Mesechtes Bava Basra vibes, fame, right? And it's only then that you'd be allowed to rebuild the house. Second half of the Mishnah said that in the event that the wall itself wasn't just the wall of a bias that was housing Avodah Zarah, but it was a shtick of Avodah Zarah. So then you have another problem, and that is that the Avonim, the Eitzim, and the Ofer are going to be Tomei. So there's like Tumah of Atira issues that you're going to have to sit down with your local rabbi and navigate. What level of Tumah? It was a Machlekes. The Tanakhama said, Avodah Zarah is Tomei Tumah Sheretz, Shenemar Shaketz Tishaktzenu. Rabbi Akiva said it's Tomei Kenida. The Pasuk says, Tizreim Kemoi Dava. Say Toimaloi. Now that pasuk of Tizreim Kemoy Dava Say Toimaloi is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. It's in Perek Lamed pasuk Chav Beis, and I think it's kedai to take a closer look at that pasuk. But before that, just a tiny bit of an introduction. And really, Chazer over some raid that we spoke about together b'Chabura very much last year this time when Daf Yomi was learning Perek Hashut Fentaka in Mesechtes Bava Basra. That is the Gemara. In Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis brings a brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Sidron Shal Nevi'im. The Seder of the Nevi'im is as follows. Yehoshua, V'shoiftim, Shmuel, U'Malachim, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, and Yeshar. So if you want to know the Seder of the Nevi'im, Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, right, Shmuel Alef and Beis, Malachim, Malachim Alef, Malachim Beis, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, Yeshaya, and then you have the Shnei Masar, all the Nevi'im, Ketanim. That is the Seder of the Nevi'im. And the Gemara goes through trying to explain why this order? Now, the fact that it starts with Sefer Yeshua, that's easy. Then comes Shoiftim, chronologically, that's the way it happened. Shmuel, Malachim, that all makes perfect sense. So far, so good. Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, Yeshaya, that's a little bit of a problem. And the Gemara asks, Faith the Gemara, Mech, Yeshaya called him Yirmiyo. Yeshaya lived before Yirmiyo, and he lived before Yecheskel as well. And if that's the case, Likadme li Yeshaya bereisho. So why is Yeshaya the last of Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, and Yeshaya? L'chayu should have been the first. Chronologically, Yeshaya lived before Yirmiyo, and he lived before Yecheskel. So the Gemara says, Kiven de Melachim Seifei Churbana. We went Yeshua Shoiftim Shmuel Melachim, and Sefer Melachim ended with Churban. The Yirmiyo Kulei Churbana. And the whole Sefer Yirmiyo talks about Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Yecheskel Reshe Churbana. And Sefer Yecheskel starts with Churban. Oh, but the Sefer Nechamta, but ends with Nechamta. The Yeshaya Kula Nechamta. And Yeshaya, the whole Sefer Yeshaya is Nechamta. Oh, so it makes perfect sense to go Melachim, which is Sefer Churbana, into Yirmiyo, which is Kulei Churbana, into Yecheskel, which starts with Churban, and then to segue to the end of Yecheskel, which is Nechama, into Yeshaya, which is Kula Nechamta. Why? Because Samchina Churbana L'Churbana V'Nechamta L'Nechamta. It makes perfect sense to be Samech Churban L'Churban and to be Samech Nechama to Nechamta. The Marsha on this Gemara asks the obvious question, and that is, the Gemara says Yeshaya is Kula Nechamta. Is Yeshaya Kula Nechamta? Yeshaya is Kula Nechamta. Last Shabbos, we read the Nevuah of Yeshaya Perek Aleph, which is the Nevuah of Chazon Yeshaya. And we read it with an Eichen again, because it talks about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And some of the most difficult Nevuahs for us to even listen to are in that Perek Aleph. Chod Sheichem U'mayadeichem, Sona Nafshi, Lomali Roiv Zevcheichem. Just think about some of the Nevuahs that are taking place in Yeshaya Perek Aleph. It's a freak to Marsha. How could the Gemara say that Yeshaya is Kuloi Nechemta? And that's the explanation for Sidron Shal Nevi'im. Yeshaya is Kuloi Nechemta. It's not Kuloi Nechemta. There's so many Nevuahs in Sefer Yeshaya that are very much Churbana. And the Marsha says, you have to say, that even though the Gemara says that Yeshaya is Kuloi Nechemta, it doesn't mean Kuloi Nechemta. What it means is Rubai Kekuloi. So we know in Halacha there's a concept of Rav, Rubai Kukuloi. So it's not Kulei Nechemta, but really it's Rubai Nechemta. But Kamuvan, it's a little dachak in the Gemara, because the Lashon of the Gemara is Kulei Nechemta, and L'chayra Adayin Tzarech Bir. So last year, Be'ezus Hashem, we said a Chiddush, and maybe there's a Dvar Emes to it, and it's really based on Vilna Goyen in his Bir Agra and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchis Tisha B'Av. We know that Lacha is that on Tisha B'Av, from Chatzoysen on, so the laws of Avelos, they become a little bit lighter. You don't have to sit anymore on the floor.
We put on tefillin. There's different dinei avelos that are noyeg from the beginning of Tisha B'Av until Chatzos. Then from Chatzos moving forward, they become a little bit more lenient. And the Goyen says the reason is because Churban Beis HaMikdash started after Chatzos. It started with Nois Erev on Tisha B'Av. In fact, the Ikkes Reifes Beis HaMikdash, we know, was on Yud B'Av. Ad Kedei Kach, that Rabbi Yochanan said that if I would have been present at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and they would have asked me my opinion, right? We always speak out to Minchas Chinuch. What do you mean? They would have asked you your opinion. It was Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Mehem Kama Neviim. This wasn't something that was Nimnu VeGamru. It's not Yud Ches Dvarim, right? This is something that was done up in Ruach HaKodesh. But Rabbi Yochanan said, if they would have asked me my opinion, I would have said that make the fasting not on Tesbav, make it on Yudbav, because Ikas Reifas Beis Olikenu had Yudbav. We always speak out the Kotzke Rebbe's Kasha. Rabbi Yechon Lishitasi holds Isha Mishum Chitzov, so he should have held Fakar. He should have said for sure it should have been Tisha B'Av, because when did it start? It started on Tes, it didn't start on Yud. We always say over the terrace with the Nemuke Yosef from the Koshuk Lava Goyin Hashem Yom Kam Domi Vein Kan Mekoy Milahara. But either way, the Goyin says that being that the Sreifas Beis HaMikdash started when? It started after Chatzos. So it's for that reason, once after Chatzos comes, at that point, we calm down with the Avelos. It says the Goyin, Kana Ben Shoyl, you're going to say, if this is when Sreifas Beis HaLikenu started, that's not a reason to slow down. That would be a reason for care. So really, the way Tisha B'Av you would think would be set up is in the beginning of Tisha B'Av, okay, they didn't really start yet. So Tisha B'Av at night, a little more cooler dig in the morning. Then all of a sudden, once Chatzos happens, you're at the latter part of the day. Now all of a sudden, mitashtarkeit, you have to be mechazik. That's what you would think if that's when Sreifas Beis HaLikenu started. Says the Goyen, take a look at Rashi and Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi and Tosfos over there bring a medrash. The pasuk says Mizmar LaAsaf Elikim Bo Goyen. And David HaMelech saying a shira because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that one day the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. And Rashi and Tosfos quote Chazal, Mizma La'asif, Kina Mibayale, Zogin Chazal. David HaMelech knew the Yidden were going to sin. He knew that they were going to be Ovid of the Zara, Gili Arayas, Shvichas Damim. There was going to be Sinas Chinam. They were going to speak Lashon Hara. The Yidden were not going to conduct themselves maybe the way that they're supposed to. And they understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to have no choice but to unleash his wrath. And he was concerned that the Eibishter was going to do that on the Yidden themselves. And if that's the case, we would never be able to survive. But when he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that there would be a time that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, so he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Kilach HaMaseh Al Eitzim Va'avonim. But by doing that, Klal Yisrael will be able to survive. See, he went ahead and he said, this is not a time for a kino. This is time to sing Shira. Says the Vilna Gaon, that Dafka after Chatzos, when Sreifas Beis HaLikenu started, now is the time on some level to sing a Shira. Because now we realize that no matter how low we fall, and as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that he has to punish us, but at the same time, Lo Yich B'Neir Lo Yilvad, Klal Yisrael is always going to survive. Because in the worst case scenario, it's hit Kilo chamosay al eitzim va'avonim, but like kilo chamosay al Yisrael. So the Goyen said that really, in Sreifas Beis HaLikenu, sedot zvei dinim. Mitzad echad, there's churban. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But mitzad sheni, there's also a tremendous amount of nechama. There's churban in the sense that ein mikra yoytzim edei pshutai. It's churban. But mitzad sheni, there's nechama. Because when we realize kilo chamosay al eitzim va'avonim, that means that we have hope. It means that we ourselves will never be destroyed. And in that, lick the grest in the chama. And that's why after Chatzos, there's less avelos, and really the culmination of the less avelos, we say nachem, by mincha dafka, because the grest in the chama really that we can possibly have is from the fact that kila HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamasoi alo eitzim v'avonim. So we said that ulai, maybe, lulay demistafina, you can say that it's true. In Yeshaya Novi's Nevuah, there's a lot of churban. Chazon Yeshayo is full of churban. Aber mizen from the Goyen, that in every nevuah of churban, there was really two dinim. There's the churban shabai, and there's the nechama shabai. Chazala being megala to us, that Yeshaya is kuloi nechemta, that open up Sefer Yeshaya, and from Perek Aleph, which is Chazon Yeshayo, until the latter prophet, which all the Haftiris we're going to read now during the Shabbat nechemta, every single word that came out of Yeshaya Novi's mouth is nechama. I, what do you mean? This psukim in Sefer Yeshaya that look like churban. Kila Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chamosay Aleitzev Avonim, is Oichet Nechama. Aber Chazal, we yoyred la'imik da'ito shal Yeshayah. And they understood that everything he ever said was necham. Yirmiyo said nevuas that were very, very similar to Yeshayah's nevuas. Aber Yirmiyo is kulei chabana. Yeshayah is kulei nechemta. And that's sidrin shal nevim. Really, Yeshayah should have came right after Malachim. But being that Malachim is soifer chabana. And Yirmiyo's nevuas not kulei chabana. And Yecheskel starts with chabana. And Yecheskel ends with necham. And Yeshayah is kulei nechemta. Kulay nechemta Yeshayah. Yeshayah is kulay nechemta. That's why we go in this Seder. But that's the Nakuda. Kulay nechemta. What about all the Churban? Because in Churban, look nechamaych. It's the Tzvei Din. It's the Goyans after Chatzois saying nachem. So what does it have to do with today's daf? Rabbi Akiva said that Avodah Zarah is Tamei Kenida. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Tizrem kemoy dava, tzei toy malo. It's a Pasuk in Yeshayah. This is one of the Divrei Nechama that Yeshayah Novi gave Klal Yisrael. Now, the truth is, if you look at the Psukim, Yeshayah Perek Lamed, so from Pasuk Yutes until the end of the Perek is very much Nechama. I'll just read some of these Psukim. It's Mamish Dover B'Yitay Ma'atayv. The Pasuk begins, Pasuk Yutes, Ki Am B'Tzion Yeshev B'Yerushalayim. Yeshayah Novi says, there's going to be a time where the Yidden are going to, they're going to all reside in Yerushalayim. Not only some. All the Yidden are going to reside in Yerushalayim. Listen to these next words. Bachay loy sifke. Bachay loy sifke. Echa yashva badad. Ha'ir abas yam. Right, bachay sifke. This is bachay loy sifke. It's going to be Yerushalayim, but there's going to be no crying. Chanon yachnecha l'koyl zakecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have rachmanis. He's going to be a chanon when he's going to hear you yell out to him. Kishamasai. When he's going to call out, Hashem will hear him. Anach, he's going to answer you. V'nosam lechem Hashem lechem tzar u'mayim lochatz. Hashem is going to take away your yetzahara. We're not going to even need gashmis. We're going to live a spiritual existence. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the ability to be happy and tzefriden with lechem tzar u'mayim lochatz. V'lo yikonef oid moirecha. Rashi, all the Rishonim say, what does it mean? Lo yikonef oid marecha. Right now, we live in a world of anoichi aster haster panei b'yoy mahu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding. So lo yikonef means you hide behind your talus, right? You hide behind the knaf of your talus, the kanaf. Lo yikonef oid marecha. Your mass, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not going to hide anymore. Rather, v'hoyu einecha royos es marecha. We're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be under the talus anymore. You're going to be able to see him. Etc. I'm skipping. There's going to be a time where you're going to go ahead and you're going to defile all the Avodah Zarahs. There's going to be golden Avodah Zarahs. And all those golden Avodah Zarahs you're going to cover. Tizreim k'may dava. You're going to remove them like a nida. You're going to tell the Avodah Zarah, get out. There's going to be no more Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Akiva's pasuk. V'nasam mitar zaracha asher tizra asa adamo. V'alofim v'ayorim. Mamish pasuk after pasuk, and it culminates. V'hoya oira alavona kei rachamo. V'arachamo yiyah shivasayim kor shivasayomim. B'yoyim chavoyish Hashem eshever amay umachatz ma'akosa yirpe. We're going to get the iragonus again. The oira v'akadosh baruch is going to be shining. Some of the most famous psukim are tucked away right here. In Yeshayah Perek Lamed, Me'inyan Le'inyan, in the exact context, in the Dalet Amos, of this pasuk right here, Tizrem K'maydavet Tzei Toim Aloy. But this is this pasuk that Rabbi Akiva is quoting. It's one of the Psukei Nechemta of Yeshayah. Yeshayah's Kulei Nechemta. Tizrem K'maydavet Tzei Toim Aloy. That one of the things that are going to happen is we're going to tell the Avodah Zarah Arois V'nanet. You know, I had the chus to spend Tisha B'Av this year in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. I also had the schus to spend a lot of time by the Kaisel, specifically with Yitzi Fuchs and his whole chevra. And this should be the last Tisha B'Av that anybody spends anywhere. But I will say, Kol Shel Leira Tisha B'Av and Yitzi Fuchs Leira Tisha B'Av Miyamav. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I personally never experienced a Tisha B'Av like this in my life. But one thing I will say is just being at the Kaisel and spending so much time there, I couldn't help but notice again and again and again how you're staring at the Kaisel, and this man of Rava de Raven of Avelos, and you're looking up, and you see the base of Avodah Zarah. And then this morning, I said, let me chazer over the daf again. And we learned the Mishnah. Misha, hayo Kaisel, samach l'avodas kaychavim. Someone that had a Kaisel, and the Kaisel is samach l'avodas kaychavim, and it's Yud Ba'av, and it's mamish, this man now of Churban Beis Amikdash, but also this man of Nachem, And the Mishnah, it starts off one way and ends off a completely other way. I can't even make heads or tails the connection between the Reish and the Seif of this Mishnah. I mamash don't know. But the Reish starts, Misha Hoya, Koisle, Samach, Avitzkechavim, and it ends, Tizrem, Kamoy, Dava, Tse, Toymar, Loy, which Ataka Bizoicha, right now. Davish is koisel with samach lavoidas koichavim. It's mamish, it's shchinta begalusa. But one day it's going to be tizrem kamoi dava tsei toim maloi. You know who said it? Yeshaya said it. Yeshaya has kuloi nechemta. But you know who also said it? Rabbi Akiva said it. Rabbi Akiva was also kuloi nechemta. Akiva nichamtoni, Akiva nichamtoni. We should be zoicha to tizrem kamoi dava tsei toim maloi. We're finally going to tell the avoida zara arois vendanet. And when the avoida zara hears from the balabayas, say he's gonna have to listen and he's gonna have to go out. We should talk to be zeich to it. Then here be amenu, amen, the amen.